welcome to Jeff G tonight. Oh my God, what is happening with this mic? I think it's low, right? It's going from low to high. Hello. Something in the connections. Hello. Oh my God, something is happening with my connections. How are you doing, people off the regular chat? I don't want to ear rape you. Hello. All right, is that not bad? Oh God, the race to make the show happen at exactly 7 p.m. Eastern time. Always with the wires, with the electronics not working. Oh, it is tiring. But I'm doing great. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? There was someone talking about Europe. Silver Spider is saying, is this Europe making sure freedom of speech stays banned? Yes, it is Europe going after Elon for enabling the internet to be free. Of course, I had said this a year ago that it boils down to this. Does Elon Musk have the balls to combat this, or will he just let it happen? Let Europe slowly take over Twitter? It is a very important question. Ted Cruz has been making a demonstration that is the most solid demonstration ever that Joe Biden knows what a woman is. I mean, listen to this. I'm stunned by the certainty of this mathematical proof. As a guy who likes mathematical proof, I'm really impressed by what he pulled there.
Joe Biden knows what a woman is. I gave you proof. He only sniffs the hair of girls. Joe Biden knows what a woman is. I gave you proof. He only sniffs the hair of girls.
Oh my God, that is a good question. Oh my God, do I still have this mic issue? What could it be? Hello. Guys, sorry. Hello. Oh my God, I don't know. There's a wire somewhere that is not fitting. Better now, says Derl. Sorry about this. But yeah, Ted Cruz, amazing demonstration. Here I can only agree. He knows instinctively what a woman is. And the question is raised here. Would he sniff the hair of a trans child? Would he sniff the hair with the same sexual pattern, or would he detect the biological male inside the child? That is a question that remains to be resolved. Lego DNA has tweeted at me and has said they have built an ellipse, a double helix that represents DNA to celebrate a historical lab with five scientists. It is the Lego double helix celebration of the history. And they even have the whole molecular structures of the A, C, G, and T. Wow, that is some serious stuff right there. I didn't know that Legos... Well, I knew that there were communities of Lego enthusiasts. who are building these things, but that is pretty much up there. There's also a small version of the DNA in a kind of museum-like structure. And is James Watson among one of the five scientists? Because it looks like there are four males and one girl. That would be accurate. You know, they say that this is the woman of science who truly discovered DNA. And the other guy took, well, that's what the leftists say, that she took their discoveries. But yeah, if James Watson is in there, that would be pretty based for something that is findable on Lego.com. James Watson, who said that he was starting to suspect that melanin, that melanin or the sun or something causes violence in certain populations. Oh my God. Oh my God, the mic problem has returned. I have to solve this or you guys are going to be very annoyed today. Hello? Yeah. Hello? Hello, test. Hello, test. Hello, test. Hello, test. Hello. Hello, test. Hello. 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 Okay. I think maybe. I mean, that's weird sound. Hello? Yeah. Okay, okay. Well, I mean, it's hard to say. Was it the phantom power to the cloud lifter? Was it the wire that was slightly disconnected? I think I may have found the problem, but I tried going through every possible thing that I could find. Must have been one of the wires I touched, but will it remain stable or will it keep going off? I don't know. The phantom power also, I don't know. It's hard to know what it was. Dead Star says, sound a bit robotic. Yeah. Hello. That's because I touch so many settings. Hello.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Hello. Yeah. Okay. Sure. Yeah. It might sound a little robotic today. This, says new guy. This. The thing is, I played with so many settings in trying to find the solution that I've kind of disbalanced my voice here. But we'll try to do as good as we can. Corvin Callsign says, you should use electricity as a power source instead of phantoms. Tends to be more reliable. I'm not using a phantom. I'm not using a literal ghost to prop up my mic. Phantom power is a 48-volt charge that is added to preamps that are in line with the mic. It's a standard in the industry. I don't think there's a problem with using phantom power. Okay, let's try to survive for tonight. A massive decision has happened in Colorado. The Colorado Supreme Court has blocked Trump from becoming president, has blocked Trump from appearing on the ballot. The Colorado Supreme Court has blocked Trump from appearing on the 2024 ballot. This is straight up election interference. So the last hope remains the U.S. Supreme Court. But they have decided that Trump has engaged in insurrection. So that had been found by a jury. So it's like you show a jury a bunch of sentences that Trump said on January 6th. Oh, he said we had to go strong at the system. Oh, he said we had to protest with all of the energy we had. And then they're like, oh, that was all dog whistles to mean go interrupt the democratic process. Never mind the fact that Trump said, don't go there to do violence. Don't go there to interfere. Just go there to protest. Use your free speech rights to express your disappointment with the U.S., with what was happening in Congress then. The First Amendment totally protects what Trump asked his crowd to do. Tillman, if you are earlier in the show, you will see my audio goes very low, but it's now fixed, I think. It's protected by the First Amendment. The First Amendment is about expressing, gathering together, and expressing discontent at the government and complaints toward the government. That is exactly what the First Amendment defends. And it would be a shame if the U.S. Supreme Court here doesn't intervene, because this is a misuse of Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which is a product of the Civil War of the U.S. And as it is in the decision of the Supreme Court indicated, Section 3 states, no person shall be a senator or representative in Congress or elector of president and vice president or hold any office, civil or military, under the United States or under any state, who having previously taken an oath as a member of Congress or as an officer of the United States or as a member of any state legislature or as an executive or judicial officer of any state to support the Constitution of the United States shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof. But Congress may, by a vote of 2/3 of each house, remove such disability. So that is that was cancel culture back then. They canceled all of the politicians who could have participated in any way, direct or indirect, to the Civil War. That was the meaning of it. And basically the losing side of the Civil War was canceled by the winning side. That is the meaning of the 14th Amendment. Now, to use this I'm redlining a bit, they say. They said I was redlining. Hello? Oh, bye. What? How could the sound change so much? My God. Hello? Now it's too powerful. Hello? Hello? Man. Hello? Yeah. What the fuck is happening? Sorry, guys. Hello? I don't know what to tell you, bro. Hello? What can lead to this? Hello? Guys, we're gonna have to cancel the show. I'm sorry. Very sorry. I don't know what causes this. Yeah. Sorry, I'm canceling the show. Much love. And I'll try to fix this tonight. Bye-bye. Hello. Oh. Now, anyone who's still left here is a top fan of the show because we are so back. We are so back. Oh my God. Okay. Wow. That was complex. In trying to fix the phantom power, I ended up activating a second phantom power, and now we were in a loop of 48 volts that send back to each other. Oh my God. Okay, so it was the initial problem was that the wire of the phantom power was loose, so connecting it was the fix. But then in activating the second phantom power button of of my preamp, it gave two phantom powers, and the 48 volts met together and collided. Well, it's still a kind of a wasted show, but I guess I can still chill with you guys as long as the sound will allow us. Yeah, that sounds much more natural, much more close to what we have usually. All right. Never have two phantom powers activated at the same time. And when the phantom power is to be fixed, it needs to be fixed properly. No person shall be a senator or representative in Congress or elector of president and vice president or hold any office. So that was cancel culture for the Civil War. It's weird that you can have provided comfort to the enemy as long as you weren't a senator or as long as you weren't an officer of the US government. So it was specifically, we're canceling the politicians that have participated to the Civil War. But if you participated to the Civil War as just an individual, you're good. If you were not an employee of the US, you were not in any office. So that is a weird aspect of the 14th Amendment. And now they're deciding, well, Trump, what he did on January 6th was insurrection, so therefore he cannot be president. Trump has announced that he would appeal the decision at the U.S. Supreme Court. The insurrectionist ban applies to presidency, reversing the lower court. The Colorado Supreme Court decision could complicate Trump's road to the 2024 presidency. Three Colorado justices dissented from ruling removing Trump from the 2024 ballot. Chief Justice Boatwright wrote in his dissent that he believes Colorado election law was not enacted to decide whether a candidate engaged in insurrection, and said he would have dismissed the challenge to Trump eligibility. Maria Birkin Cotter wrote in her dissent that she didn't think Colorado state courts had the authority to decide whether a presidential candidate can be disqualified under the insurrectionist ban. I think it would be a very easy out for the U.S. Supreme Court not to be too committal if they're ashamed of siding with the president who named them as justices. I think it would be very easy for them to say, all right, maybe Trump committed an insurrection, but it is not the place of the state to decide this, and there must be a federal process because it's a federal constitution. And if we start having states deciding, oh, that's a valid candidate, that's not a valid candidate, it creates a weird system where a candidate could be valid in certain states and invalid in others, based on a single constitutional standard. That is very weird when you think about it. So perhaps that is what the U.S. Supreme Court will judge. That would be a very easy one. They could even say in their decision, they could even decide that, yeah, Trump may have committed insurrection, but it's not the place of a single state to decide this. Dino Logovich says, meanwhile, isn't there some gay porn to make in the Senate, etc.? Oh yeah, we had... it's so disgusting, this news. I didn't want to see it. So I saw it pass on my Twitter feed, and I was trying to browse away from it. Stay away from me. But yeah, it does seem that some political employees of some kind are filming gay... They're filming, like, literally, not gay like a picture of two men handing hands together. Just gay anal porn being filmed in the Senate and in the rooms of Congress. Like, fucking in the ass on the political table right there. And Stray's channel says, it made me think of the fall of Rome. Yes, that is kind of what's happening. I would agree. All right, I made a change here. I hope I didn't break stuff. Hello? Yeah. Just refixing stuff in light of our new findings. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Ah. It's kind of not perfect still, but it will do. At least I found the major problem. Dino Logovic says, can't Obama find a fake birth certificate for Trump? Oh, yes, that could be interesting. Yes, Saturn Shines says, choking on pizza here. No, I mean, somehow, I don't know how that happens, but there's lots of gay porn on Twitter. I had a problem with this one day, 1 year ago, when Elon took over, approximately a little more after. I started seeing gay porn all over my Twitter feed because I activate the Twitter feed, no filter. You know, I remove any filter because I want to access all of the news. But that is that means that I'm signing up for a lot of crap sometimes. Like, you may not have this experience of Twitter, but I wake up in the morning and there's dicks just being slapped on my phone. And it's like, what the fuck? Maybe I should activate this Twitter filter. But no, I've seen segments of this porn, this gay porn video. And it was just disgusting. Just guys fucking each other in the ass in Congress. Homeowner refused to sell to developers. Be unpurchasable, I said. Look at this. they built a whole road around this guy. I love the attitude. People were saying it's not really a case of someone just deciding that he's keeping the house. Maybe it's a case of some law of the country making this building sacred or something. It could be this also. As I said more than a year ago, it all boils down to Elon's willingness to get into a fight with Europe and app stores. Does he have the balls? We still don't know. Thierry Breton of Europe, of the European Commission, said, today we open formal infringement proceedings against X, suspected breach of obligation to counter hashtag illegal content and hashtag disinformation. you are using the hashtags. You dare use these hashtags on the platform that has invented hashtags while suing that very platform for hashtag illegal content and hashtag disinformation. Suspected breach of hashtag transparency obligation and suspected hashtag deceptive design of user interface, hashtag DSA. You know, when they exposed the Twitter algorithm, we learned that if you have more than one hashtag in a tweet, the algorithm discounts the quality of your tweet. So I think that this tweet may not be memeing as much as it could have without the hashtags. Okay, articles, blah, blah, blah. Compliance with articles. Compliance with article. Compliance with article. Okay, so the European Commission has determined that certain things cannot be said. And they're going after Twitter, which is always what Elon should have done from the beginning, is have a plan to go around Europe. And that may mean servers, isolated servers, hosting in a decentralized manner. I've said it to Elon. Having content on Twitter shouldn't be on the hard drive of Elon. It should be on the hard drive of everyone. There should be a kind of blockchain system of tweets. They package themselves in torrents. They are hosted. I should be hosting my own tweets on my own computer. Servers in space, says Callum Oxworth. Yeah, give me something. Give me some some decentralization such that, of course, Europe will still ban your decentralized thing. But you give me decentralization such that someone in Europe will find a workaround. It will find a connection to one of these servers with some VPN technique or something like this. Dino Logovic says, I feel I need to support Elon. I will open a Twitter. Yeah, a great way to support Elon is just to subscribe to Twitter Blue like I've done. And I've bought the premium service, and I'm super happy to have Grok. Grok able to answer all of my questions, all of my artificial intelligence needs. I haven't been having much more fun than from the show we talked about it. I haven't continued my discussion with Grok because I'm not super interested in AI. I like the getting to know the AI first and getting to know its reactions and exploits its weaknesses. But once that is done, I have no interest in a continued relationship with a robot. Radilacid says, Twitter servers on an oil drilling platform in international waters. Yeah, something like this. And look at this already. The naysayers, the advertisers are already back on X. Netflix resumes advertising on X. So it's all like, oh yeah, we are making a temporary pause. We are suspending our advertisement. They suspend for a week or two. That's basically you just closing an ad and waiting for the next ones. 2 weeks later, they're back. So it's all, the reality is these companies are surfing on the advertisement caused by their own announcement that they are withdrawing from advertisement. That is what's happening. They are getting free advertisement from posturing in front of Elon. But then as soon as they need exposure back, they come back to it. They won't stay away for a long time. Phantom of the Odyssey says that escalated quickly. Yeah, they come back pretty fast. I mean, they were posturing on anti-Semitism and Elon interacting with the anti-Semites, and they're already back 2 weeks later. That's how much you have influence. Those people who keep calling everyone anti-Semites, that's how much influence you have left. Congratulations. Rutgers faculty have formed a chapter of Faculty for Justice in Palestine. Here is our first statement. Okay, so it's starting to get lots of friction between university administrations, who are the elite and they are very much pro-Israel, and the faculty, which is a diverse set of professors and some of them very sympathetic to Palestine, many leftist anti-war, and so naturally anti-Israel because Israel just makes war. But even some Jews of academia are so far leftist that they hate Israel. But so now they write a statement about their administration. The suspension letter by their administration, divulged to the press before forwarded to the students, relies entirely on unsubstantiated allegations. Moreover, the letter provides no evidence to support its implication that the alleged behavior, even if verified, poses a substantial and immediate threat to the safety and well-being of others. Equally disturbing, the letter revealed the name and contact information of a blah blah Palestine member. This clear violation of student rights is the real threat to safety on campus. So basically, conflict between professor, faculty, far leftist, and the administrations of universities, which want to punish them for supporting Palestine. That's what's happening. Lendal Guntram says, when I hear the word diverse, I stop caring, no matter what. Okay, Dino Legovic says, leftism is like the universe. If you go far enough, you end up punching yourself. Okay, that is funny. A breaking report, Biden busted trying to sneak Hunter Biden into DC on Marine One transport. So given that Hunter Biden is supposed to not be in connection to his father at all from the business side, is it acceptable that he is getting carried by the United States of America Air Force? Let's see, they highlight here, they say that this is Hunter, who was not on the guest list on the log of the flight, and yet appears to have made it onto the flight somehow. Let's have a look at the finding.
Family's returned from Delaware on Marine One, and my colleague Peter Ducey.
So apparently that would be Hunter Biden.
Noticed someone hop off the chopper who was not on the passenger list the White House gave us, Hunter Biden. So Hunter is apparently here at the White House.
Okay. He's been on many of these trips. I object to the relationship of bribery between Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, because it's clearly what's happening. Hunter Biden is being the kind of the token that is taking all the hits for the family, but that is ensuring that the bribery network of Joe Biden keeps going and keeps going well for his family. So he's a redirector of money. He's the center of attraction. He sells his crappy art and people buy his art with the idea that, oh yeah, we're helping the Biden family. So that's what I object to. Do I object to Hunter being on these flights? I don't know. Boiling Frog says, yes, he's been on many trips. Yes. Graham says that the idea that Biden knew nothing about his son's activities is falling apart. He believes that the narrative is falling apart. Hunter Biden has been the subject of ongoing criminal cases. And Senator Lindsey Graham says the idea that Joe Biden knew nothing about the business dealings is falling apart. Well, of course, we had picture evidence that the people who are so close to Hunter Biden and basically paying Hunter Biden the money that is meant to Joe Biden were also making sure to meet with Joe Biden. It's not just Hunter naively pursuing his own interest and making money for himself, because we saw the very same people were having golf parties with Joe Biden, and we saw pictures of this. Saturn Shine says nothing will happen to them. That is unfortunately probably the case, but instead they are going after Trump for insurrection. See, that's how it happens. Rufo exposes Claudine Gay's DEI empire. Harvard President Claudine Gay has been embroiled in controversy for minimizing Hamas terrorism and plagiarizing material in her academic work on race. Both scandals have discredited her presidency, but neither should come as a surprise. Throughout Gay's career at Harvard, as professor, dean, and president, racialist ideology has driven her scholarship, administrative priorities, and rise through the institutions. She quietly built a diversity empire that influenced every facet of university life. Well, see, that is very criticizable. And so Christopher Rufo, that is something that should be alarming, the fact that diversity ideology makes it into a supposedly meritocratic system. But the problem is Chris Rufo has been going so hard at Claudine Gay that he's ended up accusing her of plagiarism for a quote that is made here, but instead she put the parentheses there instead of there. And so given the way at which Christopher Rufo is approaching this Claudine Gay affair, I'm afraid that I'm in front of an emotional hit piece here. So that gives me a lot of difficulty to engage with an argument that I would have loved to engage in otherwise. I think it is a problem that diversity ideology is hurting chances of white people in our academia. Now, are you going to fix this by going single-handedly at Claudine Gay? I don't think so. But Christopher Ruffo, the problem is you look like you are on a series of hit pieces. You are out to get Claudine Gay, and you will find evidence that is not convincing, and yet you will let it convince you because your conclusion is already made. Claudine Gay must be hated. And ultimately, it's not because of the plagiarism. It's not even because of the diversity stuff. It's because she didn't kneel strongly enough to the Jewish power. And that changes my view of Christopher Ruffo, because the violence with which he, not physical violence, but the intensity with which he goes after her makes me realize just how much of a Zionist Christopher Ruffo is. That he was turned into an obsession for over a month, criticizing this unimportant affirmative action employee of Harvard, honestly. All of this because he perceives that she was sympathetic to Hamas, which she wasn't even that. She was merely just representing the rules of the university as they stand. That is very disappointing of Christopher Ruffo, because this guy has been for parental liberty in the domain of schooling for a while. And to find that on this issue he is just a maniac is very sad. No, Ukraine is not starting to lose the war, says an agitated Zelensky. Yeah, it's not starting to lose the war. It's finishing to lose the war. It's about to finish, to complete its loss.
Це думки. Думки дуже часто відрізняються від реальності. Я вибачаю, що я повертаюсь до прикладу про триденний тріумф хворої людини. Але тим не менш, ми маємо з вами факт. То також були думки. Я не порівнюю ні в якому разі думки тієї особи.
I don't understand what he's saying, but I'm trying to get to the moment that they describe as agitated.
Поважних людей, зрозумійте мені, мене дуже правильно, але я хочу бути коректним. Війна, перемога, поразка, стагнація залежить від багатьох рішень, багатьох ризиків, багатьох напрямків, але в більшості своїй від нас з вами. Якщо ми не втратимо нашу стійкість,
Well, I don't see agitation here. I see maybe a solemn tone.
Ми завершимо війну раніше. Якщо не втратимо наш дух, можна бути і жити зі скепсисом, але можна і країну вибачте зі скепсисом. А я до цього не готовий. І я знаю, що таких, як я, дуже багато, мільйони, не готові ми віддати нашу країну. Не готові. З першого дня і до останнього так і буде. І якщо
All right, well, this article was poorly titled, I think, because I don't see any agitation. In any case, the quote would say, a CNN Portugal journalist is up now asking Zelensky if he's concerned about the prospect of Ukrainians splitting up both in their support for him and for the war. The Ukrainian leader says unity is his country's biggest weapon, and jokes that it's homemade. He says sticking together has helped Ukraine and its people to stay strong since the war began. And he adds that if some people don't like how he's doing the job, that's normal. Okay, well, I don't see agitation in any of these statements. Psychiatrist from Gender Clinic warns, gender-affirming care will lead to mass sterilization. Well, no shit. well, how does this become a mass phenomenon? because it's always going to be a very small minority of youth who fall for it, and eventually people will stop falling for it. Eventually we will outgrow these baits that are tempting certain very weak children, but in the same way that the winter was killing the weak children 50 years ago, you know? The winter was coming, cleaning up the weaklings and, you know, making the population better. And it's the same thing for gender-affirming care. If you fall for this, you won't have you won't have descendants, and you will find yourself, the world will improve away from these procedures. A London psychiatrist who spent 12 years working with children at the United Kingdom's government-funded Tavistock Gender Clinic is warning that transitioning patients to a new gender identity isn't the answer to gender dysphoria. I say affirmation therapy is not therapy, it's grooming them to accept the idea that they were born in the wrong body. Okay, well, we had already reviewed the Tavistock Clinic case and people coming out of this and being horrified at what was going on. Go away, says Jeff. Compulsory gender-affirming surgery, 2070, came early. Yeah, but will they make this compulsory? Will they dare to expand this to more than 1% of the population? I don't know. Because it's a little bit like the bread in the revolution, you know? You have to keep the people, you have to give the people bread or they will revolt. You have to let people reproduce or they will revolt. And I think that the powers that control civilization know this very well. And I don't see them making such an obvious provocation. Of course, they will attract whoever they can through whatever consensual mean is available to them, including dishonest propaganda. But I don't think they will go to forced gender affirmation. They will simply try to attract the most people they can, because the leftists cannot help but not think in evolutionary terms. The leftists always want to fix society in a way that they don't care at all for the intergenerational consequences of their action. But with all the anti-natalism that you see on the left today, the long-term consequences is the disappearance of leftism from civilization. They are hitting their own, and they are disproportionately hitting onto their own with their anti-natalist propaganda. So it will be a big failure intergenerationally. You're going to have reduced certain parents to have no descendants because their one child became gay or their two children became trans. But that's all. They're going to be mostly leftist parents that would have given birth to mostly leftist children. New guy says, evolutionary thinking, they don't think. Yeah, it does seem like it. They feel a need to repair the arms of the world rather than to concentrate on the direction going forward and what the world will be in 30 years from now. Last news item before we close the show, because this whole audio problem made me tired and I need to go sleep early today. It exhausted me to be running around these wires and trying to find the issue. Trump tries to overturn gag order as judge in different case rejects his bid to dismiss. He made yet another attempt to overturn a federal gag order at the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit, with his attorneys arguing that the appeals panel was wrong on 5 counts, and as such, a rehearing is in order in the decision regarding his 2020 election interference case before Judge Tanya Shutkan. The opinion holds that President Trump must be silenced to protect trial participants from possible threats or harassment from unrelated third parties, reads the petition. After the appeals court panel agreed with the rationale of lower court judges in issuing a separate gag order on the former president. So it's big what they're saying. They're saying we need to shut your voice down because even if you weren't to violate the law yourself, your Truth Social post may be read by a third party, and that third party may end up committing crimes and intimidating our witnesses. And one wonders, it's the same pattern of reflection as they have in the 14th Amendment case in Colorado for barring him from the ballot. It's the whole idea that, oh, maybe you didn't do the insurrection yourself on January 6th, but you dog whistled to your supporters. And here you're dog whistling to your supporters. At some point, the legal system must attribute responsibility to the people committing the actions. We cannot impede on Trump's freedom of speech just because his freedom of speech may eventually lead some other person to act in an evil manner. That doesn't work. Dead Star sends a super chat. He says, did you see Keith Woods dissect Alex Jones' Zio bullshit? Was Jones a psyop all along, or did Jones need the Zio money to pay off his recent court defeat? Well, let me tell you, there is no amount of Zio money. The Jews may be rich, but they are not rich enough to pay the judgment against Alex Jones. I mean, the judgment against Alex Jones is like, I don't remember the number, but it's like a section of the American economy. It's like you just added a new state to the U.S. and it's the most productive state. Alex Jones creates such damage that he is an economic entity of his own. But Alex Jones versus Stu Peters on Zionism reaction. I haven't watched this video by Keith Woods. I'll give it a watch.
Right. He's, you know, when you hear that kind of language, you don't expect that someone is really going to come at this in an honest way and just confront the points being made. Think of the big topic, rightly.
Okay, I'll give it a listen tonight. Dino Logavich says, is there a jab for Trump derangement syndrome? It's very contagious, and I am scared. I've not seen much people recover from Trump derangement syndrome. I think what might really help them is when we reach, oh, wow, look at the Bitcoin price. I mean, it just shifted, it just updated to the new Bitcoin price. 420. Mama JF would have been, if Mama JF was still here, she would say, oh 420. Like a reference to smoking pot, but hey, 42,420. That is a rare occurrence to have these numbered pattern in the BTC price. Trump derangement syndrome, I think one of the cures might come when Trump cannot be president anymore. All these people, I think they will chill out when it is official that Trump can never be president anymore. And I would suggest that therefore, the quickest medication for these people would be a Trump presidency. Because once he's been president a second term, he cannot be president anymore. And so vote for Trump, cure the Trump derangement syndrome. It's a 4-year-long therapy session. But once Trump is out, then these people can all celebrate. They can be like, yay, Trump is gone. He's never coming back. And they can cry in the streets like the leftist genderless road worker was crying and yelling in the stream, ha ha! That would fix Trump derangement syndrome. But you look at a Sam Harris, for example, never recovered from Trump derangement syndrome, still has still as intense as it was at the beginning. So I think other than this, as long as Trump can potentially be a president, they won't relax. Barding Frog says he can become a Pejit marionettist like Obama is a Biden string puller. Ah, perhaps the Trump derangement syndrome will then be, oh, Trump is acting through this president and Trump is influencing this president. Oh, man, that would be sad. That would mean there is really no cure. Because then even when Trump is dead, they're going to think, well, Trump has had such an influence on the Republican Party. He's very much Trump-like. You're going to hear that a lot. All right, bye-bye, guys. I need to sleep early tonight. I'm tired. Much love. And I'll see you all tomorrow.